USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Breaking news is President Trump has just confirmed to reporters outside the White House that he's nominating Bob Barr, who served as Attorney General under former President George H.W. Bush, to be Attorney General following the departure of Jeff Sessions. The President also confirming he'll nominate Heather Nauert to be United Nations Ambassador to succeed the retiring Nikki Haley. And the President also told reporters,
I have another one for tomorrow that I'm going to be announcing at the Army-Navy game to do with the Joint Chiefs of Staff and succession.
Former FBI Chief James Comey is behind closed doors at this hour with members of two House committees answering questions about the early days of the Russia investigation and how he handled the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
The U.S. Labor Department saying the economy added 155,000 jobs last month, below the 190,000 most economists had predicted. But the jobless rate remained near historic lows at 3.7%.
The U.S. economy has created more than 2 million new jobs in 2018 in healthcare, construction, manufacturing, and in hospitality. Elaney Kara-George of the Bureau of Labor Statistics has the numbers.
Total non-farm payroll employment increased by 155,000 in November. Job gains occurred in healthcare, in manufacturing, and in transportation and warehousing.
The unemployment rate is now at a 49-year low.
That's USA Radio's John Clemens. Just hours after being announced as the host of the 2019 Oscars ceremonies, Kevin Hart has announced he'll no longer host the event after criticism over previous jokes he'd made about gay people, for which he now apologizes and says he doesn't want to be a distraction. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The nation's 41st president is in his final resting place after several days of tributes and services. Here's a look back at yesterday's activities by USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
The sound of the train in Texas transporting the casket of former President George H.W. Bush to his final resting place at his presidential library at Texas A&M University. Bush, 41, buried next to his wife of 73 years, Barbara, the Union Pacific engine 4141 running from Houston to College Station. The casket inside a special car with a window, allowing people along the route to see it. A military band playing Hail to the Chief at the train station. Earlier at the church service, former Secretary of State James Baker speaking.
He was not considered a skilled speaker, but his deeds were quite eloquent.
And again, that report filed by our own USA Radio's Robin Walensky. And today marks the 77th anniversary of the attack on Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. It was December 7th, 1941, that the Pearl Harbor naval base was devastated by the surprise attack by Japanese warplanes. So when it was over, over 2,300 Americans were dead, 1,100 more wounded, 5 battleships were sunk or severely damaged, and it brought the U.S. into World War II. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.